Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
I just capped off a theory.
Do you have a theory at 940?
This one took some time.
Really?
Damn. Yeah.
I have one good one, and I probably have several terrible ones.
Mine has nothing to do with sports whatsoever.
That's fine. Mine has nothing to do with sports either.
Ooh, good.
I have a theory about Peloton.
Get your Peloton theories in.
Let's get to Doug Deacon.
Ask him, what would he do if he got the gift of a Peloton this holiday season?
Does Doug even know what a Peloton is? He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Doug.
I know what a Peloton is. I've tried a Peloton. It's not really made for guys with legs my long, I don't think.
Whoa! Who got you a Peloton?
They have one out at the club, and I used it, and... I used to like they had a elliptical that was my favorite, and it broke. And the reason it broke was because everybody used it, but they replaced it with another one that, you know, a lot of these machines aren't made for taller people.
Well, that's just a shame.
Yes, it is.
That is just a damn shame, Doug. And then you didn't even, so you were on the pellet, was the person on there like, go, ride faster?
Oh, yeah.
What did you say to the person?
I turned the volume down.
Did you actually ride with the black and mild in your mouth, or did you at least put that out before you got up on the bike?
No, I didn't do any of that.
Doug Deacon joining us on the show. Okay, Doug, take us over what happened last Sunday, if and you could. What led to the loss?
Well, I think we got beat up front. I think if you looked at the pressure that Baker was under all afternoon, they were able to generate pressure with the two outside linebackers, Dupree and Watt. And then they just use the inside five guys to, you know, try to shut down the run. And then you look at, you know, we didn't get a lot of pressure on their quarterback, Hodges. And, you know, he hit some big throws. To give the kid credit, he made some good throws. But we didn't play competitive football in the second half.
Doug, I've been an apologist at times for the offensive line when I thought they weren't as bad as what everybody thought. But I thought that was not a banner week. That might have been arguably as bad as the offensive line has played all year in that game in Pittsburgh.
Well, I think, you have to look at who you're playing. I think you go back to the 49ers game. They've got some good pass rushers, too, and we had problems there. The problem is if you keep your tight end in to stay and you're running back to chip, then you're taking receivers out of your pass routes, and then you're really giving the coverage the advantage.
Why do you think the Baker struggled so much?
Well, I think they had a good game plan, and he was under pressure most of the afternoon. He was sacked five times, I believe, and that's just not a comfortable pocket.
How much pressure is going to be? I don't want to ask you an off-season question, but I have to. I
mean, let's go ahead, Ken.
How much pressure is going to be on John Dorsey? Because right now it looks like 3/5 of the offensive line might need replacing during this offseason. Like this ends up being very big for the maturation process of Baker Mayfield, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I think, obviously they signed Greg Robinson to a 1-year contract, which was a good move because, you haven't got the consistent Greg Robinson that you've been looking for. But I think, that obviously in the draft, if I would imagine they'll draft at least two and maybe sign one in free agency as far as offensive linemen go.
We know that David Njoku seemingly was a healthy scratch. We haven't gotten a lot of information on that as he's tried to come back from that injury. How much of a loss do you think that's been overall in terms of a guy that could go out there and be a bigger target for Baker? I know there have been some questions about his blocking abilities, which they obviously need some help in as well. But were you surprised that he was not made available for that game?
A little bit. I think, the thing that Njoku gives you is somebody that can run down the middle of the field and keep the safeties honest so they can't roll their coverage over and double on Odell or Jarvis on the outside. And when you don't have that seam splitter, you know, all of a sudden it makes the coverage easier for the defense.
Doug Deacon joining us on the show. A few weeks ago, we talked to a radio show host down in Cincinnati. We do a segment called Around the AFC North every week, and he brought up that there's a lot of apathy with the Bengals fan base down there, and they're actually talking about the lease is up with the stadium here in about 5 years, and they're actually talking about that team moving. Now, I know it's very early to say something like that. Would you ever believe, because it's a weird history they obviously have there, would you ever believe anything like that, like the Cincinnati Bengals would ever be in danger of maybe moving from Cincinnati?
Well, money talks, and, you know, obviously that's you know, how we lost our franchise. You know, they were offered a deal in a stadium in Baltimore, and, you know, the owner was a millionaire in the billionaire's game, and he needed the money, and free agency, you know, came along, and when he had to sign a free agent, he had to borrow money, where these other owners, you know, are more financially secure, and, you know, for him, it was probably the only option he had if he wanted to try to keep the franchise, and even at that, he wasn't able to do it.
Doug Deacon, join us on the hotline. There's been so much discussion about second half and carries when it comes to the Browns' two dynamic running backs. Were you surprised in such a close game the Browns really were not able to continue running that football well?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't. I mean, you know, Chubb, you know, came into the game averaging 5 yards per carry, and the Steelers did a good job of shutting him down as far as, you know, getting the things. They had that one drive there at the end of the first half. You know, they ended up, you know, kicking it away, and unfortunately they left too much time on the clock, and the Steelers went down and scored. That one hurt, and then the other one that hurt on the defensive side was when we jumped off sides, and it looked like we kind of let down on our coverage, and they completed a big pass in the first half. So, you know, it just, you know, you pick a play here, pick a play there, and you know, you see where the game would change.
Now, the last 5 weeks, Nick Chubb, his yards per carry, still good, over four per attempt, but down almost a full yard from where it was throughout the season. And he hasn't busted out any of those really long runs that we had grown accustomed to early in the season. Is it a sign that he's wearing down, or that defenses have been able to adjust?
I think defenses are adjusting. Obviously, you know, you got a guy that's got about 1,100 yards plus, and you're only three quarters of the way through the season. I think, you know, teams are trying to take him out, and they're saying, hey, you know, if you want to beat us, you're going to have to throw. And then they're rolling their coverage towards Odell, and you know, you've got to find other places to go with the football.
Doug Deacon with us on the show. Cincinnati 1-11. What have you thought of Andy Dalton over his career? Because it looks like it's coming to an end in Cincinnati with him.
Well, you know, he's been a guy that's been, you know, okay, but he just hasn't been able to get over the hump. He had a big year, I think 3 or 4 years ago, and it got him a big contract. But, you know, since then, you know, he struggled. And part of that has been, you know, like last year, you know, A.J. Green, you know, gets hurt. Eifert's, you know, he's played very little, and they like to use their tight ends quite a bit, and you know, that was a part of the offense that they had to take away. And then they've had problems with their offensive line. They've drafted a guy in the first round, and he gets hurt, he can't play. You know, Billy Price was supposed to be the center, and he ends up playing guard. So, you know, they've had some, you know, struggles with injuries. You know, they started out, I think, 4-1 last year, and they ended up 6-8. So, you know, the injuries caught up with them.
Doug, four games left in the season. How would you evaluate the season that Odell Beckham has had so far?
You know, I think, you know, from, you know, what we anticipated, it's a little bit disappointing. Obviously, you know, he's, you know, new to the offense, and, you know, the chemistry just doesn't seem to have meshed as well as you would have hoped that it would. But, you know, I think, you know, the key is going to be, you know, this next year in the off season, you know, who's here for OTAs, and, you know, if they're going to get themselves all on the same page. So, you know, you don't look like you're a little out of sync in your passing game next year.
Should Joe Schobert get an extension?
I would think so. I mean, the guy, you know, a couple of weeks ago, he had the first time he had the two interceptions. You know, you thought he was going to be the player of the week, and some defensive end had four sacks, so he gets it. But then the next week he gets it. I mean, the guy's a tackling machine, and he's really the brains of the defense out there when they're playing. He makes the adjustments, and, you know, he finds a way to be in the right place. You know, he got bad rap for, missed tackles, but a lot of that was, not keeping them clean with the guys up front.
Unfortunately, unavailable this past week, Demaryius Randle. He's back at practice. He spoke yesterday to the media. How disappointing is it that you get to this point in the year and someone as vital as Randle is not even able to make the trip?
Well, it is disappointing. I mean, you've got somebody that, has been in the secondary, all season long, and he's, been an integral part, and, he's got the experience back there. You got a couple young cornerbacks, and then you have a couple guys trying to fill in. One of them was a converted cornerback. You miss somebody like that, and it's, unfortunate that he didn't make the trip because, I think it, could have made a difference.
Doug Deegan with us on the show. Will you tell Dave Lapham, will you give him my best?
I'll give him hugs and kisses for you, Kenny.
Hugs and kisses, I love.
Yeah. Well, you guys got a lot in common.
We do. Well, what is that?
The belts. You wear it about the same size.
That. I was going to say, that's bad for him, but I'm much younger than he is. I don't know.
David obviously is a gung-ho Bengal fan, and
you know what? We need to bring him back together. We need to end this feud.
He tried to sell me garbage. He tried to sell me a guy who's not even like in the league right now for first and second round picks or second and third round picks. I mean, come on, Doug.
He was trying to sell you what?
Trying to sell me garbage. The whole argument was over AJ McCarron.
Oh boy, yeah. Where is he now?
Is he in the XFL?
I have no idea.
Is he cleaning Hughes' pool? What's he doing?
That was the best trade we never made.
Thank God.
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk to Dave and see if I can.
Yeah, we gotta squash this.
So you can get a Valentine's Day card maybe next year.
It's a holiday season. I mean, let's be serious here. Let's bring the two countries together. You'll be our very own Jimmy Carter here. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Doug.
Okay, guys.
The great Doug Deegan on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A lot of stuff to unpack there. A lot of stuff what he said about Joe Schobert. It's one of those things you got to think about because again, we're looking for veterans. We're looking for guys who are grown-ups. And so J.C. Treader gets an extension. It's not where it's got to happen today. It's got to happen today. Joe Schobert is a conversation because there is a strong contingent of people who think Joe Schobert's overrated, don't like Joe Schobert, whatever it is.
Just say Dustin Fox if that's who you mean. Just say it.
The reason that he texts us is so we don't bring it up on the air. You can't just bring up his texts on the air. And he's, by the way, on a plane, so he can't even defend himself right now.
Oh, he was the Schobert hater.
Yes, he was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.